USA Radio News.
All the gains the Dow made in 2018 are being erased. Yesterday, the Dow lost nearly 400 points, and today looks like it's going to be just as bad. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says everyone needs to just relax.
Corrections come and go. I hate to see anybody lose any money anytime, but we know that's the reality of it.
Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
In a White House tradition during Thanksgiving week, President Trump pardoned one lucky turkey.
Peace, I hereby grant you a full pardon.
Pease and his buddy Carrots will be retiring at Gobbler's Rest exhibit at Virginia Tech. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com.
Just over 90,000 pounds of Jennie-O raw ground turkey have been recalled due to salmonella concerns. So far, 74 people have fallen ill and at least one person in California has died. That's according to the CDC. Dr. Colin Bassler is with the CDC. He explains some of the symptoms you might see from salmonella poisoning.
Most people get sick between 12 and 72 hours after coming into contact with salmonella bacteria. Most people will get diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and a fever.
Dr. Bassler also says,
we really wanted to make sure that people are washing their hands after handling raw turkey, making sure that people are cooking turkey to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. If you cook turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees, this strain of salmonella should die.
Consumer reports say the best time to buy a home is December 26th. Folks who close on the 26th receive the biggest discounts and paid below full market value. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Walgreens and CVS over what she says is their role in the opioid crisis. Bondi explains on Fox News why everyone needs to be held accountable.
Well, millions of pills were going to pharmacies, and they knew the red flags. They were warned of the red flags. That's what our lawsuit alleges. This is part of a big, big picture. And, you know, whether you are a manufacturer, distributor, a pharmacy, and you see millions of pills coming into a distribution center right in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, and over 2 million going to Tampa alone, they knew there were things to look for. They didn't look for them. Hey, I applaud the efforts that they're doing now. And again, we want this to be a collaborative effort to solve the problem together. And that includes having prevention, having treatment, having Narcan, Naloxone available, education. And that's how they were all part of the problem, and now they have to be part of the solution.
Bondi also says we have to get this epidemic under control.
And every year, Ainsley, record number of people are dying, and we have got to do something about it. You know, these manufacturers, distributors, pharmacies, they have been part of the problem, and they have got to be part of the solution. And we will continue to hold them accountable. That's what this is all about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.